talks about levying first, talks about projects second. I think that that consistency is important. That language automatically puts it right up front for people to understand what we're asking them to do instead of at the end. People need to know what they're agreeing to do. And I think it happens to me sometimes when I'm in a hurry. I read the first part and maybe I don't go to completion. So I think it's important to be honest with the citizens and talk about the levying first, just like a wise board did in 1996.
Al Higginbotham was one of two commissioners to reject the language. He said he wanted to see something else spelled out for voters.
I think that if, Mark, you're wanting to be really clear with the public, that you use the word increase somewhere in the title, that the public knows this is a sales tax increase, and that they're not misled by the fact they say, well, this is only a 1% increase, when you look at the entire increase of the sales tax is well over 10%.
The commission also discussed aspects of an interlocal agreement that Hillsborough and the county's three cities would forge. Eventual region-wide connectivity has been stressed. Clearwater Mayor Frank Hibbert is vice chair of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority. He commended the board for their initiative, but stressed that connectivity among counties is vital.
I appreciate the fact that you are leading the way as Hillsborough County. All of our citizens that I talk to really are looking for connectivity between the different counties and also an alternative to their automobiles. This is a competitive situation where we are trying to bring corporations and more business to our region, and one of the things that holds us back is the lack of mass transit.
Commissioner Jim Norman, who rejects the transit overhaul tax entirely, was the other dissenting vote. He told commissioners and transit officials that sooner or later, the multi-billion-dollar transit overhaul will fail, whether it is voted down in November or becomes an intergovernmental turf war.
I believe you're going to have a very bad process as it relates to connectivity and working relationships.
Prior to voting, the board heard from Utilities and Commerce Administrator Mike Merrill, who said that he sought the advice of three Goldman Sachs bankers who had consulted Denver and Houston on their transit systems. Their advice? To remain flexible in the face of uncertainty.
Specifically on the Denver RTD, costs had far exceeded initial expectation. Sales tax revenue has significantly underperformed projections, and they were forced to adapt to various procurement and funding mechanisms to maximize project completion. That's the privatization aspects. In Houston, costs far exceeded initial expectation alternative studies. High sales tax growth initially was followed by acute fall in revenue.